Welcome to the Lent Easter podcast series from the National Association of Directors of Christian Education. This year, we are blessed to have contributions from DCEs around the U.S. to share with you their thoughts on the Songs of Lament. Throughout this season, we ask you to consider the laments that are still heard today of the enslaved crying for freedom, of mothers for their children, and of the sinner at his fallen humanity. Even among these cries, our voices change to shouts of joy on Easter morning in Jerusalem as we look forward to the great day when the morning star returns. We pray that you are blessed by these devotions and that you can share them with others.
Hi, my name is Laura Pulliam and I serve as co-planter and director of Christian education at a startup church in North Houston called Lazarus Church. Today we're going to talk about our heavenly inheritance, but first, a story. Every evening, our family gathers for worship. It sounds much holier than it is. Typically, it looks like my husband and I and our three young children piling on the couch right before the kids' bedtime. The chaos is through the roof. Stalling tactics are at level 10. But every day, even when we're traveling or have company, every day ends with this. Read, pray, sing. We read the Bible. Right now it's a children's Bible. Then we sing a song from the hymnal or one we learned at church. Then we pray. Goodnight kisses follow and it's off to bed. For the most part, this has been a good practice for our family, and it was started with the end goal that when they're in high school, it won't feel weird or forced for them to sit down with their parents and read God's Word. But now that my oldest is 6, we're getting into some of those stories from the Bible that don't wrap up as tidily as others. They're asking questions, and they're good questions. Last month, we opened up a more advanced children's Bible that included a page on the book of Job. It didn't get into the specifics of everything Job went through. They're definitely not ready for that. But as we got to the end of the story, my sweet 3-year-old, instead of making silly faces or asking for another sip of water, he raised his head and stated, "That was a sad story. I don't like that story." As I look at parts of my own life and world, there are parts I don't like either. I don't like my failures. I don't like the parts where someone hurt me. On a broader scale, I am heartbroken by the cancer that has wrecked loved ones, the affairs that have wrecked families, the car accidents that have ended lives too soon. I am appalled by the wars on the other side of the world and the sex trafficking ring that was busted in my very own neighborhood. Thinking back to my son's statement, I agree wholeheartedly. But thank God that as we add years to our lives, we gain perspective enough to see that my story, your story, and all the stories contained in Scripture aren't freestanding with a beginning, middle, and end. They are rather chapters in the greater narrative written by the author of life. And this story has a really good ending. Will every chapter leave us feeling warm and fuzzy? The Lenten season answers the question definitively for us. No. God's story is far more intricate than that. In fact, for our own heavenly inheritance to be awarded, a death first had to occur, the death of his son Jesus. But even then, that's not the end. When the world rests heavy upon us and we start to doubt the goodness of God, we need to do two things. The first is to tell him. The Psalms of Lament show us that we can bring all of our emotions to God. He is big enough to handle it. The second is to lift our eyes beyond the pain of this world to what is sure and promised, our heavenly inheritance. When we lament, we pray such that we allow God to finish the story. We don't have to suggest solutions to him about the big, awful things in our lives and in the world. We simply trust him. To close, would you pray Psalm 16, a psalm of lament, with me? As we consider the big, heavy things of our world that may not have answers in our minds, trusting God with not only the details here in our lifetime, but for the eternal inheritance he has prepared for us because of the sacrifice of Jesus. Let's pray. Protect me, God, for I take refuge in you. I said to the Lord, You are my Lord. I have nothing good besides you. As for the holy people who are in the land, they are the noble ones. All my delight is in them. The sorrows of those who take another god for themselves will multiply. I will not pour out their drink offerings of blood, and I will not speak their names with my lips. Lord, you are my portion and my cup of blessing. You hold my future. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. I will bless the Lord who counsels me, even at night when my thoughts trouble me. I always let the Lord guide me, because He is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices. My body also rests securely. For you will not abandon me to Sheol. You will not allow your faithful one to see decay. You reveal the path of life to me. In your presence is abundant joy. At your right hand are eternal pleasures. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's Lent Easter podcast. We ask that you look for us on your favorite podcast platforms to regularly receive NADCE's podcasts during the Lent and Easter or Advent and Christmas seasons, as well as throughout the year. God's blessings on your week.